I mean, yeah, sure. I bet you have that time when you felt really bad when you were at the restaurant and left a shitty tip, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man. Remember when you got those really dumb girls to do all that crazy stuff? Well, those girls were horrible.
Oh, those girls, God, what a nightmare.
And we had to see them when we were in Omaha.
Still, would have hung out with them all night if I'd never have to see Dave Navarro again.
Yeah, I'm surprised. We drove through here so many times. We should have called up Koontz at some point.
Yeah.
Just done a short bar run.
Yeah. So what'd you get done today?
What did I do? I mostly finished up Rich's that podcast theme.
Yeah.
I still have some mobile stuff to do on it, but I think I'll be done tomorrow.
Cool.
Found a cool way to do squares, responsive squares. It can be our
responsive squares.
Our skid band.
Yeah. Hey, we're responsive squares from Merced.
Merced, of course. Yeah. If you want, you know, whatever album, just put some money in whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
There's a place in Merced or somewhere around there that was called Rico's Tees and Greens. And it was a mini golf place that also had bad pizza and also had a corner where they would have bands play. We played there a couple of times.
Great. No booze, I would assume.
Nope, those were all ages shows.
Yeah.
And a lot of shows like that, you have to just like, okay, is there a bar near here?
Yeah.
Like across the street or something. Like that's the thing with the Phoenix is like, it's a lot of all ages shows, and Volpe's is right there, so.
Go back to Volpe's. I haven't been there in a while. I've been there to eat twice. I haven't been there to drink.
Mm. Food there's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with Volpe's. I don't like their definition of family style. Like, their definition of family style just means full course.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you get a salad and,
oh,
you know, some ice cream. And the, you know,
so it's not like here's a bowl with all this food in it.
Yeah, and, that's family style.
Right, yeah.
They're like, oh, we serve, you know, family style. I'm like, what? No, you don't. Family style is like what you'd get at, like, Buca de Beppo.
Right, yeah.
It also is another place I could go to.
I've only been there once.
It's pretty good. You know,
it's just like kind of standard Italian food type stuff, right?
Yeah, I would say it's above average on the Italian side. But it's definitely mass produced.
Right.
So it's better than like an Olive Garden for sure.
Yeah.
It's at a level that Volpe's is at, I would say. Because Volpe's is family Italian. Like, that's what I'd normally think of.
Yeah.
It's like, not necessarily great. This is the type of stuff that my mom gets mad at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Want some Pocky?
It's gross eating chocolate on a hot day.
Yeah.
Gross. I don't understand people that wear scarves.
Yeah.
Like especially the kerchief, the old lady kerchief.
Like maybe they just don't like the look of the neck.
That could be it. They're hiding
an awesome tattoo.
Yeah, or cigarette hole.
Uh huh.
Interesting to see what happens with our generation. Maybe just a little younger than us, because there are so many tattoos.
Yep. Gonna be a lot of saggy tattoos.
Yeah. And I wish there was some sort of word for. Almost like saying ironic tattoos, but it's not. It's more like, I'm not tough, I'm going to get tattoos and look tough, but I'm really the nerdiest person ever.
Yeah.
I don't know what, there should be some sort of word that describes that. Not necessarily like pose.
Yeah. What about like shitty?
Because I'm okay with, like, hey, you want to go get yourself, you know, the Triforce or whatever on your body and, like, really brand yourself?
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's fine. At least you're a nerd. You're loving it. But, like, the people that are nerds and are just getting, like, just skulls and, like, weird, all that kind of weird shit, you're like, it's just strange.
Yeah.
I guess that's mostly me, though, knowing, like, engineers and stuff that always had that. So it's just weird.
Yeah, but, you know, if you think about it, like, engineers are the guys that are into skulls and shit the most. Because they're playing a bunch of D&D.
I don't know so much about that. So mostly what it is there's a decent contingent of engineers that are really into heavy metal.
Yeah.
And so I think that can play more into it.
All into super fucking esoteric fucking melodic Norwegian black metal and all that fucking horse shit. Yeah. That makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't knock it. It's just...
I thought about getting a tattoo for a while. I just never really had anything I cared enough about to... do that with, you know? I was like, what would be cool? What would be good to put all up on my body?
Put a joke.
I don't know that I would've. It'd have to be a really good joke.
Yeah. I always thought Ryan's was a great joke.
Yeah, it was okay. What does Rory have? He's got, like, some kind of math equation or something.
Yeah.
I guess it's like Ryan, Rory, and I think Giancarlo all got him kind of in that same spot.
Well, you put the needle in.
Yeah. I always thought that was, like, kind of an interesting spot to get one.
Yeah. Because it's got to be. I mean, it's so sensitive, that part of your...
Yeah. But it also shows on a shirt, you know?
Yeah. It's also like a crib sheet.
Right, yeah. What am I doing? Maybe I'll just go fucking whole hog and get, like, the Arecibo message on my back.
Yeah. I'll just get some Beatles lyrics.
Just get Morrissey's face between your shoulder blades.
Oh, yeah. I think I told you that I used to date girls in L.A., they all had Morrissey tattoos.
Yeah.
So weird.
Ben H. says, I know someone who got Beatles lyrics. That person was a Tool. All right.
They weren't getting Tool lyrics.
Yeah. We're over the bridge, but if anyone has bridge questions, this is really going to be your only chance to get them in.
Yeah. And to be clear about how shitty this commute started off, I've been in the car for over an hour.
Yeah.
Giants game going on. And there was a Facebook event near the tested office.
Ugh.
So I couldn't park there, which meant I had to pay fucking $20 to park today. It was great. It's just an all-around win-win. I like those Lotuses.
They're small.
Yeah.
They look like almost like tiny Corvettes.
Yeah, it's like a Miata or something.
Yeah. But yeah, they're kind of neat.
I think they're pretty... They're not too expensive, from what I mean relatively.
Yeah, yeah. What's the temperature right now? It was 82 in San Francisco and 86 in Petaluma when I was checking before you showed up.
Yeah. In the morning?
No.
Oh, before we
tonight, yeah. You. What game has taken up the most amount of your time?
Yeah, overall?
Yeah.
Warcraft.
Yeah.
Easy.
That might be it for me, too, actually.
World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
I would say that combined, it makes me feel bad. I would say it's probably close to a month of total hours.
I think I had like 300 hours or something.
I definitely had two characters that were over, that were like pretty close to like 10 days worth of time.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe Load Runner. Like, I got way into making levels in Load Runner and just playing it over and over again and stuff. That,
yeah, I would say beyond that, it's probably Quake 2. That would be mine.
For me, it could be Mortal Kombat 2 or 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Street Fighter. Yeah,
yeah,
Street Fighter.
Or just various incarnations of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
What caused each of you to quit World of Warcraft? For me, it was... I got... everybody at work was playing on a PvP server, so I had joined there. And then at some point, I didn't really like grouping up that much, so I fell behind everybody else, and no one wanted to come back to help me.
Yeah.
And I just got to a point where it's like, in this contested zone, I'm getting murdered over and over again. I
probably
can't get...
Like Stranglethorn.
No, I made it out of Stranglethorn. I forget where it was. I was like mid-50s or something.
For me, it's always... I get into the social dynamic of those games. Like, I even played on RP servers.
Yeah.
So I used to play in these, you know, these big raid style servers and stuff, and I played a healer.
Right.
Which meant that I was always...
Yeah, you had... Yeah.
Super needed. And what would always happen is, I played that game a lot, and there'd be scheduled raids, and of course I'd miss...
Yep.
...one, and I would feel so bad about it, because I'd become, like, such good friends with, like all the people in the game. But at the same time, I was aware that this is ridiculous what I'm doing.
Right.
That when something like that would happen, I just couldn't come back. I felt, like, too much guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that would always, like, stop me from playing the game. But at the end of the day, I loved Warcraft. Like, if you were to say, you know, what I'd love playing, you know, more than anything else would be their group-based PvP stuff. I loved it.
Like the arena and stuff?
Or? Arena stuff was super awesome, but I also really liked... like, I could just run Warzone Gulch all day long. Mm-hmm. I had no problem, like, doing Capture the Flag. I know everybody liked the other versions, but to me, like, it was just so much strategy based upon the different classes and how you'd have to play it. To me, that was like a 2-4-4, you know?
Yeah, right.
That was like my modern... And that's the other game. It would be Team Fortress, the original one. Just playing 2-4-4 all fucking day long. And then I'm sure I played Icewind Dale 2 probably 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, I might, you know, Quake 2 might be another one that would be up there for me, just because I got so into
lobbing those
mods grenades and skins and all that shit. Just Rocket Arena and Jailbreak.
Jailbreak. Play a little action Quake.
Yeah. Yeah, Action Quake was cool. It's complicated.
Yeah.
I probably played like 100 hours of Subspace.
So, oh, yeah. Dude, that's a good call. I bet I put a lot into that game, too.
Yeah.
That game was fucking rad.
Yep. When you were fucking amazing.
Yeah, when you had, like, a good run going in that game,
yeah,
it just felt awesome. And I just loved the weight of that game.
Yeah.
Like, shooting those giant torpedoes.
Yeah, yeah. And when you just, you know, line it all up just right and land one.
Yep. Had that really great sound. It was just like a boom.
Yeah, there was an IT guy in the early GameSpot days that was into Subspace and Quake 2. And he was just like, fuck, I'm just going to run a server out of the office. We ran servers for a little while. And I think eventually someone was like, dude, what are you guys doing? Like, we're into video games. Yeah. What do you think we're doing? And we eventually convinced Vince that it was a good idea to keep running a Quake server.
Yeah, it's like you've got your community.
Right.
I would have liked to have done that. I remember I at one point thought that there was, and I couldn't really convince anybody, but I always thought there was a decent market for older gamers,
yeah,
in their 30s or 40s or something, that had enough discretionary income that could, they basically pay to join a gaming club that just gave them straight access to, you know, certain servers and stuff.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be kind of vetted. So that you just didn't have jerks.
Right. Yeah. I probably played 100 hours or so of Red Alert multiplayer.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the bad thing about auto-matching, you know, loss of server browsers is that nobody sticks to a server anymore. Like, they just kind of jump in.
Yeah, yeah. I never stuck to a server then. Because like, in the Quake days, I was so hooked on... Like, just, I wanted to see new maps all the time. Just like, what are people making? What are the mods? What's going on? So, to do that, like, I always had to keep jumping around from server to server, so...
You'd get your CD from PC Gamer that would have 1,000 Quake mods!
Right, yeah. No, I was just going to Redwoods and all that stuff.
I can just remember those early Quake days where the server browser was somebody had made a website that just listed IPs.
Yeah.
And you just
the very first email in my inbox, like my locally stored inbox, is my QSPY key. Yeah. So
you'd do that, and you'd alternate between doing that and trying to find porn passwords.
Yep. Yeah, the important shit. How hot it is up here, and they're like, fuck it, we're not in any hurry to go.
And Subspace. I now just want to play some Subspace.
It's called Continuum now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But there's still servers with people on it.
I think I tried to play
everything's it. All weird. And, like, yeah, everyone's running weird shit.
Yeah, it didn't really work. I also played a lot of Dark Age of Camelot. Mm. That's probably a game that was pretty high up there. A lot of Anarchy Online.
That's the first MMO I played. Was AO.
Yeah.
It was the first one that
they... Terrible launch.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst launch I've ever seen in MMO.
Yeah, it was real rough.
Is that still running? I bet it is.
Yeah, they made it free to play.
Yeah.
I think it's still running.
That'd be interesting to jump into it these days.
I bet my account still works. They gave press. It was the first MMO that they said, here's a lifetime account for our game for you to cover over the lifespan of it. Which I always thought, like, from a coverage perspective, like, it shouldn't be this way, but, like, was the smartest thing you could do. Of just, like, make it easy for anyone who wants to write about your game to play it. Yeah. And return to it, you know, 6 months later to check in on it and all that other stuff. But most companies are like, you know, we'll give you another 60 days if you want. Just call us up and ask for it. And at that point, it's like, well... Yeah, I mean, I should, but... I'm not gonna do that if I'm not gonna actually be covering it, so. I got a, well, I mean, it's shut down now, but I had a Warhammer Online account that was comped the whole time that game was live. And, of course, my awesome lifetime... Star Trek Online account.
That's right. I forgot that you bought that.
Yeah.
Have you gone into that game lately?
I did last year at some point. I played some more of it.
I mean, they switched it completely. Because that...
They keep making changes to it, you know?
Like the Neverwinter people. It's the same people.
Right, yeah.
And I... You know, they moved to that sort of kind of quasi-real-time combat in Star Star Trek 2, I think.
Yeah, and it was okay. Like, the combat, it took a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah, I just think that Star Trek's world doesn't work well as a combat MMO.
Yeah.
And the space stuff was always kind of crappy.
It's kind of crappy, but, like, it's kind of crappy in the way that all big, like, capital ship combat is, even in boats and stuff, because you're just, like, coming about all the time. Like,
do you
okay.
remember Earth and Beyond?
I never played it.
Yeah. It was EA, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Fucking abysmal failure for them.
Came out at the same time as Eve.
Yeah.
Because I remember they both came out, and I was like, oh, there are two of these.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to play.
The Eve Fan Fest was last weekend, or it's happening right now, or something. Yeah.
Did you see that, history book that's being made?
Yeah. It's an interesting idea. Interesting. I just wonder if that's something that'll be readable by non-players, or if they're just kind of telling the history of Eve for Eve players.
Yeah. I backed it. I thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
To me, I was more impressed by the guy who, was doing it. I was like, oh, this is a really smart idea. Like, you want to do some form of long-form journalism that you care
yep.
about.
Yeah.
And you're being upfront and saying it's not going to be out till
right.
2015 or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to basically pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like getting a book advance.
Right. Yeah, I bought, kickstarted, there was a Sega, like a history of Sega book where they were going out and getting a bunch of good interviews and technical docs and, like, super interesting, just ephemera from,
yeah.
like, the early days of Sega. And that hasn't shipped yet. But, I like the idea of, like, the gaming coffee table book, too. I'm just like, it's been around long enough now that there are interesting things you can do about gaming history and stuff. It's weird because, it's like they've been posting their backer updates or whatever, and it's like excerpts from the book. So, like, here, read this interview from the book. No, the Sega book.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't want to fucking read this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want the book to read it in the book. I don't want to read the book before I get the book. That's why I got the book.
I got that, the only other book that I did that Larry Elmore art book.
Mm.
It was just amazing. But man, did it need an editor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, holy shit, did it just need somebody to, fix the words.
Yeah, every so often I think about just cruising Kickstarter for interesting looking things, but it just doesn't.
I did it a lot more, since we've been in there. I didn't back. I haven't backed too many of them. Found one that I thought that was interesting. It was made by a bunch of guys that made a stalker mod, and they're making a interactive novel.
Okay.
So it's something that you play on your iPad. That's powered by, like, a video game engine.
Right.
but it's a story that's told and kind of has some...
some light interactivity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some choose your own adventure.
Right. Yeah.
There's stuff to it.
Like it's a visual novel or something.
Yeah, it was called The Seed. Mm. It looked kind of neat. It looked like exactly the type of stuff that I like, which is like, hey, we're here on the far edges of Europe making fucking crazy idea. By the way, there are a bunch of train tracks behind me.
Want someone to make more games that involve numbers stations in some way. For me, that was one of the big hooks for Black Ops, was that it had references to numbers stations in there. And I remember talking to, like, the head of Treyarch when they were getting ready to announce the game, and he was talking about some of that stuff, and it came up, and, like, I was pretty much the only person he had talked to that was outside the studio that knew what he was talking about and was, like, way fucking into it.
Yeah.
So he's had this moment where he's like, yeah, dude, this is fucking... these numbers, it's fucking... Strength Fame, like when I didn't have a job, we were playing. I think neither of them did at the time either. I think about it. So before 38 Studios really started up, I think. So it was just like there were just a lot of weekdays of wake up, play Call of Duty 4 for hours. Like I would wake up, they would have already been playing for a little while because they were on the East Coast. Get 4 or 5 hours in.
I had a Christmas break where I played Warcraft with Andy and leveled a character completely in the span of, I think, 9 days. It was silly.
Yeah.
I also leveled a character with Rory where we duoed the entire thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've played games with Rory.
Not really.
He, at his heart, is a game guides writer.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that guy moves through games so fast. Like, just does not stop to read. Just, like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And he still is playing WoW.
Yeah. I think he canceled his account for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
He waits till
the expansion hits.
I mean, to be honest, I probably would too if I didn't. I know that if I played it now, I'd want to play it like I used to.
Yeah.
I just can't do that. Like, I would get divorced.
You know? Right, yeah.
Like,
well, those are the choices. Either get way into an MMO or...
yeah. Or, you know, have a healthy marriage.
Right.
Holy shit, we live someplace that is so pretty
that it could be a default background for an OS. Something they force onto everyone.
I remember when we drove, you know, we drove cross country and stuff on the way back. I remember our last hour was going back on like 12 and 37 and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is as pretty as any place I've seen.
Yeah.
It's just really nice country.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year when it's all green.
Mm-hmm. Kind of before it gets too hot and everything starts drying out and stuff. Should probably start watering my lawn. Right there. I guess there's already a house up there.
Yeah.
Just fucking raise that thing. Put a barn in. Just out here where the drive-in movie theater used to be.
Then put a tech church right next to it.
Yeah. Worship at the cyber altar.
Yeah, it'll just be like a USB plug.
It'll be a USB plug and a sign that says free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I almost bought a new MacBook Air.
Come for the Wi-Fi, get a cold.
Yeah, stay for salvation. Started pricing out MacBook Airs, and I saw that they're like, oh, they're faster processor, and like they refreshed them.
Do you need one?
No, that's why I stopped.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right. If I wanted to fully load one of these, it would be like $1,800. What the fuck am I doing? Like, that's dumb. I don't need that at all. That's a good question. Yeah. It's like, what happened to you that this seemed like the move?
Well, it's also just like, who died and left you their PT Cruiser?
Right. Down to this little Petaluma Marina area.
I stayed there
that's right.
For my wedding,
yeah.
Remember, and they fucked it up.
Yep. That's right. It's just a weird spot. Like, they built like a hotel with like a big convention space or something. They're thinking like, oh, we're gonna get people to come have shit here. Like, no. I don't think there's ever anything there. Not even like a baseball card show.
You know what is there is temporary offices.
Right, yeah.
It's like, one of the, I forget what those things are called. Brand name for...
Yeah. When I bought my house, the title company was over in that spot.
Because I was looking for, oh, where can I, you know, is it maybe that I could just sign up for one of these mobile offices where you just clock in from any of their locations?
Oh, yeah.
I remember one of them was there. But they don't make it fucking easy. Like, man, I don't want to call somebody on the phone to, like, basically get a gym membership for offices.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to haggle. I just want you to give me a price that I can read about, see your locations, see if they're, like, full, you know?
Right.
And I'll pay you the money.
I'll pay you in money!
I don't need to tell you about my business needs. You don't need to know shit about my business.
Right, just tell me what you have. You got fucking printers?
Yeah.
You got internet. How fast is your fucking internet?
Yeah.
Is there a phone? Is there like a scanner? Can I fax things?
I told you, I upgraded my printer.
Yeah.
Awesome. Best move I've made in a long time.
Now you're...
Having a kid,
getting a printer.
Getting a...
Stuck printer, scanner, fax.
Yeah, that's laser.
Yeah. That's the good life right there. Yeah, I bought one of those a couple years ago. It felt good. Except it sucks. Like, I still fucking can't reliably print to it because printers are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Like, network printer, just...
I read something... it was actually... Remember how we used to have those conversations about, like, rate and help? My, like, car computers are terrible. And
yeah.
Really good stuff. And it was basically just this long post that was talking about, like, hardware makers are terrible at software.
Yep.
And so I think that's kind of it on the printer scanner side as well.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, you can make a nice printer.
That's kind of how I felt about, like, the Sony firmware update that came out this morning. It was just like, man, you guys...
What happened?
It's stuff like, I mean, it's relatively minor shit, but it's like, they added a toggle to turn off HDCP, which means you can capture footage out of a PS4 for games or whatever. On the last two Xbox platforms, that has been toggled on and off automatically. Mm-hmm. It's off until you launch Netflix or a DVD or something like that that needs to be protected, then it turns it all on seamlessly.
Yeah. So now you gotta go in and do it.
Yeah, so if you have to go in and turn it off, and then if you go to launch Netflix or anything else like that, it says, hey, you need to turn this on.
Yeah.
And it's not like, hit X to turn it on.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the breadcrumb trail of menus you need to go through to go turn this on.
Yeah.
It's like, you dumb motherfuckers, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the, like, most inhuman, like, no actual person looked at that. That would ever use that feature, especially. It's one of those cases where, like, someone told engineers to do it and then didn't say why it needed to be done or give them, like, here's the actual use case for this, so build it in a way that's convenient for this use case. So instead it's just like, yeah, they technically did it, but not right. They did not do it right. That's just frustrating. It's like...
They should use Optimizely.
Do some A/B testing on the firmware.
Yeah. say you're one of the only people in Petaluma that doesn't own a truck?
Yeah. I don't need a truck. And that's primarily because my parents have a truck I could borrow if I ever need a truck. But
well, that does it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So it ends.
That's it.
That's all she wrote.
Yep. Have fun working out of your house.
I will. You too could one day work out of your house.
Oh, I don't have the discipline. Never get anything done.
All right, I'll see you.
See ya. All right, I'll see you guys later. Have a good one.